If you want to read along with me tonight, we will begin in the book of 1 Peter in the 4th chapter. I'm thankful for this opportunity to be standing before you. Just pray for me. The Lord has had this in my heart and in my spirit for quite a while now, and I just felt like I couldn't hold it any longer. I couldn't get the words quick enough in my heart the way that God was giving it to me. And it seems to just put in perspective a lot of things that I had been going through as an individual. And I just want to read this to you and share a few thoughts and knowledge that God has imparted to me, because I know that this isn't of me. I couldn't do this. I can't do this on my own, but I can do all things through Christ. And that's what matters. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. And if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Let me read this one more time. Verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Many of us in here are going through a lot right now, in some way, some form. And I don't know if you're in the same boat that I'm sitting in right now, but there's just some stuff that's happening that I honestly don't know why. I don't have an explanation. Things that I thought I'd be prepared for, I'm not. Things are coming up that I thought that I'd taken care of. And the enemy is seemingly raging on every side, trying to test my patience, my integrity, and my faith. So when God gave this thought to me, it was a word of encouragement that I not sit around and ponder on the why of why things happen, but I begin to recognize why that it's happening. Sometimes we'll spend all of our days trying to understand why. But if we can just understand the purpose of why it happens, why it happened to begin with is irrelevant. For God will give you peace over the things that you do not understand. That's why his peace goes beyond all understanding. By faith we are saved. We are born of God. We become his word and his children. And as we are saved, we come to church and we're edified by the body of Christ through the word of God and, most importantly, his spirit. But as you grow, you must learn to mature. And the only way that you mature is through some trials. It's the only way that you will grow up and overcome the same old things that have happened to you in times past. If you've had trials of being in fear over lack, I'm telling you, unless you get victory over once in your life, it will continue to rage against you. Unless you learn to get victory by faith over sickness, it will continue to bother you. Unless you learn to overcome the enemy in your mind at some point in time in your life, it will continue to attack you. And I can bring out the word of God and we can encourage each other to do the right thing, but the only way that you will mature in God and be made perfect in him, it's through going through some stuff. Anybody that ever tells you that it's easy is lying to you. Life is hard, whether you're Christian or not. But as you are born of God, it becomes especially hard. Why? Because we bear a new name. And we become a new creature that we were not before. And people begin to look at you in a different way than they used to. And they'll hold you up to a higher standard than what you used to be. And how many times have you seen people fail? And we in ourselves, instead of praying for them, will judge them for their faults, examine where they went wrong, and try to pick apart the why of why they went through something. But I've learned that when people are suffering, that it's not my place to know why. That's their way of growth. That's the way they are made mature. What is it that's our duty as the body of Christ? It's certainly not trying to understand why it happened, but it's to pick each other up and to help each other. I'm telling you, as we continue to enter in to the things that are going on in our life, they're hard because we live in a sinful world. We live in a world of turmoil, disease, and tragedy, death, sickness. There are things that we don't have any control over whatsoever. Bad attitudes, envying, strifes, jealousies. Those are things that although you can try to do all the right things, they will still creep up and try to work against you. You begin to read in the Word of God in the 1 Peter in chapter 5 and verse 8. He is coming as a roaring lion. He's looking for you. If you say that you believe and you say that Jesus Christ is Lord in your life, He's looking for you. He is trying to destroy you. This is no hidden thing unto the Christian. This is something that we must learn to recognize and take it on head on. I'm tired of living my life hiding in a corner. And I'm tired of always living in fear of what's coming next. I want to be in a place in my life where I'm able to grow in God through the encouragement of His Spirit, that when trials come, I'm able to stand. And as we're embarking upon a new year, we recognize the very gift that gives us strength to enter into another season of life. The seasons will change. People will come and go. Some people will leave us. Some people will go through hard times. But there's only one constant that we've got in the midst of everything, and that is Jesus Christ. If you have Him in your life, then you'll have what it takes to not only strengthen you and encourage you, but give you the knowledge to be able to endure something. It's time that we stop thinking it's so strange that we're going through something. And it's time that we stop thinking ourselves small just because we're going through a hard time. It is not a sign of weakness when you're going through something. It's a sign of growth when you're going through something. It's not a sign that you're coming short in something because you're going through something. It is a sign that it's time to step up to a higher height and a deeper depth. There's only a certain portion of spirit that will satisfy you as you are in your trial until you step up and overcome what you are going through. In that time, then God will bless you with a greater strength of the spirit. And when you have that, then you're able to overcome the next thing. We're in uncertain times. Jesus spoke of these times. Told us there would be numbers of events that would begin to occur about us and for us not to be afraid. Earthquakes everywhere. Rumors of wars day by day. You can listen to the news and hear how our economy is seemingly going down while the increase of wars and riots and bombings and tragedy and terrorism are on the rise. We're in the middle of chaos. And the only way that we will survive as a race of Christians is to stand with God and stand for God. If we're going to survive even another day, we've got to put our trust in Him, or we'll find ourselves in a state of suffering, unhappy and not able to endure even the smallest of things. If we are stumbling over gossip, then we're not overcoming anything. If we're stumbling over the things that we know of that the Word has told us about, then we're not close enough yet. If we're stumbling over the things that God gave us the knowledge to overcome, then we're not drawing to Him like we could. Do you think that God would want you to have your feelings hurt over one thing somebody says? No. He spoke of it in His Word that we would know ahead of time that there will be people that talk about you. There'll be people that judge you, and there's nothing that you can do. You can try to win it by popularity and by fame and by good deeds and benevolence, but you'll never win over everyone. And if you spend your life trying to fight for that, then you're living a life in the world. The world does everything they know to do to try to be popular, to try to fit in, try to make everybody happy, but you can't do it. If we could, then life would not be life. Things are going to come up that we have no idea how to handle it. People are going to do things that we'll have no idea what to do. And we can get in a great state of despair. This is no secret unto me. I've been there, not knowing the answer, not understanding why, trying to understand, Lord, why am I, where am I at? What will you have me to do? Questioning everything that's going on around me. And instead of seeing the things I face as something I can overcome, I see it as something that makes me feel like I'm not worthy to continue. But God is giving me a knowledge and understanding, because He's raising up a generation. Even though that it seems like the devil's trying to cause us to continue and stray, He's raising up some people that are understanding what it is that it's going to take to stand in the times that we're living in. I'm reminded in the times that the disciples walked that they weren't at easy times. Paul went into great cities that had already been established with religion. They'd already been established with great temples that were made by silversmiths. And when he began to establish his own churches within those cities, the silversmiths had set out to kill him because he was going against their popularity, and he was going against how famous they were, how beautiful the works that they had constructed, and he was going through a hard time. But yet he was able to stand, and overcoming one thing gave him victory to overcome the next. I'm talking to some people in here right now. In order to go through the things you're going to go through ahead of you, you've got to learn to face the things that are in front of you. If you will trust God with the things you're suffering in right now, and begin to believe Him wholeheartedly and sincerely, then when the next thing comes along, you will have overcame by faith this thing, so that when you get to that thing, you'll be ready to overcome. Man, I feel the power of God rising up in my spirit. There are so many times that we could get there, but we're so much focused on this hurt that we can't overcome this hurt to get victory on down the road. And I've been there. I have let months and weeks go by just suffering in one thing that happened there. Having the strength to overcome. Having the knowledge of why it happened. Having the understanding already, but yet not willing to let go in my heart. But I'm learning that if I'm ever going to get where my heart desires, then I've got to overcome a few things in this walk of life. So though you're suffering in body today, church, be encouraged. Be of good cheer. Don't be weary. Don't let what your body's telling you keep you down. If you're down in mind and heart in this place, I'm telling you right now, this power of God is moving for those that will believe. He's put a hunger in my spirit to finally reach the marks that I'm striving to hit. He is teaching me that there is a victory to be had. There is a way out of this thing. There is a way through. Man, I feel God. I don't know what to do. I almost feel out of place. There is something that we've got to learn, and that we have to grow, and we've got to come through some stuff before we'll ever have a shout in our heart, before we'll ever have a praise on our lips. You've got to learn to put your feet down and get your backbone in order and say, God, having done all, I'm still going to trust you. We've got to be rooted and grounded in God. Listen to this. Let me read this to you in the book of Romans, chapter 3. As it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. I'm going to continue reading, but as I begin to read that, I'm seeing where we're becoming as a church. We're getting to a place where we're straying, and we're becoming a falling generation, and we're becoming fewer and fewer. You'll find few people that can really ring the throne room of God. You'll find very few people that will have the faith to believe in even laying hands upon you. You'll find very few people that will pray for you in public. You'll find very few people that will obey God in a hard time. If everybody's shouting and praising God, everybody's up and it's easy to do it. But you'll find very few that will overcome in a hard time. And those are the ones that get to the next blessing that is ahead of them. Because you can stay in the easy, honey, but the great things are in the hard times. You can tell me that you just can't do it, but I'm here to tell you that we can do all things through Christ, which is our strength. You can look me in the eye and say, I've been through enough, but I'm telling you, you've been through a lot, but there is a way out.
through the power of God. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is upon their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. If you're honest with yourself, you'll find yourself in this scripture somewhere. Their feet are swift to shed blood, quick to come to blows, if you will. Quick to judge somebody, quick to throw down on somebody. Destruction and misery are in their ways. In the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. I see so many people that say they are a Christian, but are full of bitterness. So I can't identify with somebody that walks in bitterness. I can't connect with somebody that says they love God, but don't believe they can go through anything. I have to connect with somebody that will agree upon His word. Now, if we come in and we live in bitterness, we'll never have a service that ever prospers ever again as long as we assemble. You've got to come in with agreement that when you believe on the word of God and not your feelings, that you will overcome a few things. We can't base it on the trial. We can't live in suffering. God did not want you to stay in suffering. He wanted us to overcome through Him. How many of you feel like that? At times you've lost your fear of God. It's easy just to not come. It's easy just to not obey Him. Having no fear of what may come from disobedience. If we have no fear of God in our heart to feel like that we are showing God we love Him by our actions, I'm fearful that we may not overcome the things that are at hand. And we'll live in questioning why they happen. And we'll stay in bitterness, weariness, and be upset with ourselves seemingly all the time. Like the song was sung tonight, with 700 things on our mind. So much to cloud our train of thought. So many things to keep us away from the true will of God. But let me read some scripture to you right now. Go with me into the book of Acts, 16th chapter. You can find joy in jeopardy if you try. It says in verse 25 of the 16th chapter of Acts, and at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they should believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. There is something about showing those that do not know the way of Christ that you can come through it in suffering, and you don't have to run away from what you're going through. What is the mystery that made them stay after the shackles were broken? If you had been put in captivity for a while over something, and all of a sudden the doors were open, wouldn't you find yourself hitting the road and putting a trail of dust behind you and having nobody try to catch up with you? But yet something within them stayed in the rubble. Something within them kept them there in the middle of the broken down prison, because there was somebody that needed to know that there is a way through this thing, and that there is a salvation to be had. There is something to be said about coming through some stuff that somebody around you will know the way and can be saved by you standing in a trial. Oh, hallelujah. You've got to learn to stand in something so that somebody will see something good come out of you. It's not going to be that they'll get saved when everybody's shouting. It's going to be when they see you in travail, but yet still standing and letting God move in your life. It is in His design for you to have these trials. It is not something that it's just because of you. Don't account these things because of your past. Your past is not dictating your future. If you've been saved by the grace of God, your past does not define your punishments of the present. So don't hold yourself accountable for who you used to be. And don't say that you're being punished for the person that you once were. You've been forgiven of your sins. All those things have been cast away and forgotten. How can we bring back something that has been forgotten by God and use it as punishment upon our lives? The truth of the matter is, it's shame. It's guilt. The enemy uses these things to try to keep us pressed down, not able to obey God. He doesn't want us to open up our mouth. He doesn't want us to obey Him. He certainly doesn't want me up here right now trying to bring this out, because as we gain understanding, then we're able to come through some things. I'm talking to you right now as honest as I am standing before you. If you'll come through some stuff, that's the way you'll see your children get back in church. If you'll go through some stuff, that's the way you'll see people begin to be saved. If you'll go through some stuff, that's how you'll persuade your spouse that there is a God in heaven that will save their dying soul. There is a way out of this thing. Man, I feel the presence of God. I could just praise Him right now, for I know that somebody's looking and finding hope. Why? Because I'm taking my time and I'm standing for Him, and I'm not giving up just because it's hard. I'm not quitting just because people don't like it. I'm not saying I'm done just because it's difficult, but somebody will be saved when you'll stand and suffer a little while. When you're saved, didn't you notice that through that first season that there wasn't too much that brought you down? There's a reason. It was built in its design that as you believe upon Jesus, that there is a season of grace upon you. I remember when I first got saved, I was going to all the doorsteps of people I knew. I remember our parents driving us down the road to go and just tell people that we got saved. I remember them taking me around and how exciting it was. I remember having a zeal in my heart. I just couldn't wait to get to church. I couldn't wait to get into the choir and play music. I couldn't wait to hear somebody testify. I couldn't wait to return into His presence again. Somebody understand tonight. I could not wait to get into His presence. But as we begin to go through these seasons, we have to learn to grow in God. The person that you were when God saved you could not handle the things that the person that you are now goes through. Because there has to be growth in your life so that God can be made perfect in you. If we stayed as just being saved in the beginning, the joy runs out. Emotions will finally run dry. And you will be left to yourself with no ability even to shed a tear, even to put a smile on your face, even to have any kind of just sincere emotion whatsoever. You just feel like that you're empty. You'll feel like that you're without any hope in your heart. And that, when you are in that place, is the duty of the body of believers of Christ, that we edify one another. That is to build up. When you build something up, what happens? It brings growth. When you add another story onto a building, you say it's grown taller. When you add things unto something, it causes it to grow. That's why you have to hear the Word of God. You're not doing it so that I will like you. It doesn't matter to me whether you receive it or not, because it's only good for you if you will receive it. I'm here tonight giving it because I want you to grow. I can't make you grow. You can lead a horse to water, church, but you cannot make it drink. I cannot do this for you. Nobody can tell you how to get out of what you're facing right now the perfect way. All the advice that you'll hear from one and another will be different. And if one person will tell you to go to the left, one person will tell you to go to the right. And the only way that we'll get through all of this is through Jesus Christ. Amen. So there's a moment of joy and zeal. And you'll find these cycles in your life if you will identify where they are. There's a moment of joy and zeal. Then there'll be a moment of growth, and then there will be a trial before you. This is the plan of God, a season of joy. Somebody needs to write this down and put it in their heart so that they don't think it's strange the next time something happens. You'll go through a season where you're happy, where nothing can get you down. How many of you can identify with this? There'll be a season where it's just like, you know, you're calling people you never call and say, "Brother, I just want to let you know I love you." And then you'll get through that season where you're feeling empty, and all of a sudden that phone call you've made to somebody else, you'll begin to wonder, "I wonder why they're not calling me and telling me that they love me and that everything's great in the world." And then that bitterness sets in, and when the trial comes, honey, we're not ready. We've not been ready for a while. If we were going through things in victory, we we'd be a different church than we were tonight. We'd be a different church than we've been in the past few months. We'd be a church that's on fire for him instead of fighting for fire. I don't like getting in a place where it's wet and cold and trying to get something to spark up. You've got to have something that'll cause a fire to come alive in you. You've got to have some substance that lives inside of you. And that substance comes from growth by the Spirit of God. You grow through the anointing. You grow by His Spirit, which means that you can do this. You just have to receive it so that when you come to it, you're ready. That is how you're prepared. There is no emergency kit that I can preach to you that will prepare you for everything. But there will be a season where God will prepare you for what you face. What bothers you doesn't bother me the same way. You remember when you were a kid, some people would fool with you and say, I'm not touching you. Get right upon you. And some people that doesn't bother. And other people, they're like, quit. Get off. Stop it. Stop it. There are things that'll bother you that doesn't bother me. And there'll be trials that are easy for me. Somebody talks about me, I laugh because it's probably true. I just laugh with them, might as well. I mean, I'm not going to let them win any other way. But they might say something about you that you hear about, and it absolutely rips you apart. We identify with things differently. Some of us get a head cold and pray right through it, and some of us will just feel like we're dying and laying in the bed and calling the elders of the church for the sniffles. But God has given us enough strength to come through some things without even as much as a fight, because He already gave us the dominion over it. I've talked to my wife about this. It's funny to me that some things we can talk about, we have a great conversation. No big deal. We'll talk about finances. She'll say, I feel like that if we go this route with this, we'll be fine. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. No big deal. Let's do it. But then other things will come up, like, where do you want to eat later tonight? I don't know. Where do you want to eat? Well, it doesn't matter to me. Just pick somewhere. Well, I don't want to pick, because if I get something here and you don't like it, then that's two extra trips. And it's not like that it starts out as anything big, but it's amazing to me that we can overcome some things, but we refuse to overcome in other things. And that's where God promotes growth in our life. Some things you're fine with. Some people can come into the house of God. I try to at least fancy myself to be one of them. That can just come in, whether it's dry, whether it's without the Spirit at all, and be able to come in and have church no matter what. Like for me, I just about don't need anybody to thank God, because I start thinking about it and it just gets all over me. Some people can just come in and absolutely just get on fire for Him. And then there's others that are a little bit more delicate than that, that takes some time to examine their heart and to get things that are on their mind laid off, and it takes them time. But they feel the same God that I do. We may identify with God in different ways sometimes, but we just have to get in His presence and agree. I don't hold it against you if you praise God in your mind, and I shout to God with my voice. As long as we're both getting growth in God, then that's how we come together in our differences. I love the group of people we have here. It's the most unique set of people that I've ever worshiped with and been around. We can jump through multiple genres of Christian music. We have different styles of preaching. We have different levels of understanding and wisdom of God that's preached. It's an amazing experience. Some people find it confusing, but I'm here to tell you, it's a great experience. You just have to embrace it and be open. I've seen some people come in here and sit down and literally shiver because they're scared to death of whatever's going on. But we, as the regulars, have to learn to embrace each other, to support each other, even in our differences, so that other people will feel comfortable when we're standing in our trial and praising God.